Okay, we're back to Senior Talk Radio here at 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. I am your host, John Ryan. My co-host today is Iris Bunshaft, and it's always a pleasure, and we're having a great morning.
We are indeed.
And actually, we have an exciting segment coming up. A little disappointing. We're moving the Christina Liu show back till next week. But we have Kate Beckman, who
is an actor.
I know,
she's
over in the corner, who's an actor from the Port Washington Play Troupe. But just because Christina is not going to be on this segment doesn't mean that we don't realize it's 70 days since her birthday.
Oh,
absolutely.
We're going back.
We can go forward, too. But
I hope she will.
It's 70 days since her birthday. Kate, welcome back to the show. You were here about a month ago. It was a tremendous show.
Thank you so much. It's good to be here this morning.
And I know African Queen is around the corner.
This Sunday. That's a very close corner. In fact, we had our tech rehearsal last night, and we're all set for Sunday.
No more. You don't rehearse today or tomorrow?
Nope. The show will be this Sunday, June 14th. The curtain, so to speak, is at 3 o'clock.
Okay.
There is an invited audience. You can come and join us for $10, sit in the audience, and watch the radio drama broadcast take place. What'll happen is the show will be archived to be streamed later on WCWP. In fact, some of the earlier radio shows that we've done are already archived on the websites, and you can listen to them. So
wow,
that's what we're going for. You're going to actually get to see what an old-time radio drama broadcast looks like and, of course, sounds like.
Will you be giving this to the, Congress, the Library of Congress?
I don't think there's been any discussion at this point about that, but that's something also that, you know, Dan Cox, who's the director of broadcasting here, and Pam Meadows, who's our producing artistic director, we'll talk about.
Yeah, they'll work it out.
Because, the Library of Congress sends out tapes to people who have difficulty seeing. And so they would be listening. It would be wonderful for them, yeah. No doubt.
That's nice. I just want to say one thing. Anybody, of course, can call 311 because Project Independence members, it's $8.
Mm-hmm.
There's a discount for Project
for Project
Independence members. Mm-hmm. And the proceeds go to support the station here.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it's a great show. But the audience not only gets the benefit of the show, they're actually helping out the radio, and that's all the Senior Talks, which is all week long. It's just not today.
Mm-hmm.
You know, 88.1 has Senior Radio all week long.
And that's held specifically at Hillwood Commons at
LIU.
LIU.
Right.
It'll take place in the Hillwood Commons, the recital hall, which is just across the way from us here in the studio.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
For people who may not have heard the show last time, which was like about a month ago you were on, the importance of the voice when you're doing the radio show, because you're not paying attention. Now, a director, if you're watching a play, I can jump up and make an ugly face and, you know, I'm mad, I'm happy, I'm sad.
Mm-hmm.
When years ago you were just listening to the radio and one person, which I didn't know, played several parts
mm-hmm,
sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
So they had to change the voice.
Definitely.
And tones, and you know what I'm talking about.
Definitely. One of the things that as a communications professor I often tell my students in class is that we tend to believe what we see before we believe what we hear. But in radio, we've taken the visual away, so there is more emphasis on the voice. And I was talking with the cast last night. I said, you've got to paint pictures with the voice. Make sure you tell the story, because we don't have any of the nonverbal or the visual to rely upon.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the other things we talked about is be careful that you're just not reading words, but rather you're looking at the entire idea, complete thoughts. And the idea about more than or an actor doing more than one character. We have one woman in the company who is doing two characters. She's doing Frances Scully, and she's also doing Zsa Zsa Gabor.
Wow.
And if you did not see, you would not realize it's the same actor doing both roles. You'll see it in the program if you come
right,
and join
that's the,
us.
Yeah, you'll see that.
But a totally different. There were commercials, the old Lux Flakes, Lux Soap commercials in between the acts of the broadcast of the story of the African Queen. And Elise May does Frances Scully in one of the commercials, and then the next commercial, she's doing Zsa Zsa Gabor. We also have one of Clyde Locke, who was with me
last night. Clyde,
right,
yeah, okay.
He is doing not only the producer, but he's also doing the German captain on the Luisa, which is the German warship that ultimately the African Queen, they sink with their torpedoes. So you do have actors doing more than one role at a time, changing their voices.
Mm-hmm. Right. I mean, it's amazing because, I mean, you know what the mind does. And when you're listening to some voice, yeah. The other day I was at something, has nothing to do with the show, and somebody was asking me a question. I said, wait a minute, we all have to be in the same room because I can talk to Iris and then I can talk to Kate. And when you two talk together, you have one interpretation of what I said to you the way I said it.
Mm-hmm.
And Iris has a different one. And that's the wonder of this, because everybody can sit home years ago and listen to it. By coming to the show, you're putting the face with it, which I think is just, you know, it's unique. There's no question about it.
And it sort of wraps up, as we mentioned earlier, this is our third season doing these radio dramas. So we're wrapping up the spring season, having done Meet Me in St. Louis, All About Eve, which I was on the other side of the table for that. I was one of the actors. Now I'm directing this, and then wrapping up.
Are you not participating at all?
I'm directing.
I know you're
one.
Directing. Oh, I thought you were directing and doing it also.
No, just directing.
Just directing.
On their
okay.
eyes and ears out in the audience.
Okay, mm-hmm. okay.
Yeah.
Now, I know Guys and Dolls is coming. You had mentioned that earlier.
Right, Guys and Dolls. Different. We're changing venues. We're going from radio to the fully mounted musical. It will take place July 23rd through the 26th at the Landmark Theater on Main Street in Port Washington.
Okay.
So you have your well-known, it's the stories of, based on the stories of Damon Runyon.
Okay.
And you have the familiar score with Luck Be a Lady. And
right.
That line, and that's what the next thing
you have
that the
live music?
Said. Yes, it is live music. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's the regular show. Because I saw I think it was last year was Grease, or 2 years ago?
2 years ago, because last year we did 1940s Radio Hour, which sort of kicked off and tied into the radio series that we were doing here. Now, that's not to say that there isn't music with the African Queen.
Right, I know that. I know there is. We talked about that.
Yeah.
Explain your concept there and how that works. I think it's tremendous.
That was one of the challenges for me as a director, to decide what are we going to do in terms of music. Where the music takes place, in between, there are three acts, and in between Act 1 and Act 2, we have the commercials, the Lux soap commercials,
and
Act 2 and Act 3, but there's also music.
I'm going to interrupt you for 1 second. The commercials you're using, are those the commercials that would... Oh, you didn't make them up. Okay.
No. These are the commercials that come... When you take the archive scripts, these are the commercials that were written, because you hear about ladies washing your nylons and how to keep your skin soft. And we go back and we compare them to what we do today and we go, well, this was from a different time.
Okay. I thought you were just making up... Okay.
actually, this is circa... This broadcast that we're doing, the script that we're doing was 1952.
Okay.
So I use that as my springboard for what to do in terms of music. And I thought, all right, how can I make sense of this? We're doing the African Queen. So the music I chose between Act 1 and Act 2, I chose music from movie musicals that were currently running in 1952. So we have songs like Smoke Gets in Your Eyes, I Won't Dance, Embraceable You. And then the music, not to be outdone and not to leave Broadway behind, the music between Act 2 and Act 3 are movie songs from Broadway musicals, and they had a revival of Kiss Me, Kate, and Pal Joey. So you'll hear Bewitched, you'll hear So in Love, you'll hear It's Too Darn Hot. And the four actors that do the bulk of the show, they also do the singing. And our musical director, Eric Baum, has done a wonderful job of giving each performer gets a little bit of a solo, and then they all come together at the end of the medley for one final number. Really, they really did a great job.
Okay. Now, another one, going back to the original, you said one woman is doing Zsa Zsa and another person.
Right.
Now, is that the way it was in the original, or each in the original, everybody had only one voice, if you know what I'm saying?
It was very common for multiple voices.
Yeah.
Okay.
And also they probably had Zsa Zsa Gabor, because if you look at the original script, there is also parts of this particular script that they interviewed Humphrey Bogart and Greer Garson, who had done the roles in the radio broadcast. Now, we know that Kate Hepburn did the movie, but Greer Garson did the voice on the radio broadcast. So there's a part of the script that Bogey and Greer Garson were actually interviewed. You see that in the text. Now, we're not doing that because obviously we weren't able to get Humphrey Bogart and Greer Garson.
Right, right.
But some of the things we did keep. They talk about Esther Williams in a movie that she's doing and so on. So these are the things you're going to hear, and it takes you back to a different period.
It's amazing. It really is. It's so unique. And then you realize that was very common. Today
yes.
it's unusual. But
yes.
back then, that's how you, your entertainment was coming over the radio.
I think it's also interesting to go back to the radio. As you said, that's where the entertainment
oh, yeah.
was. And we're in a period, the 21st century is an amazing time with technology and visual and fast and quick. And radio, I think, really gets us to maybe slow down a little bit, and especially when you're listening, like the piece that was airing just before this.
Right, right.
You have to sit and listen.
Right.
You have to sit and listen, and I think that's important.
Yeah, no, I agree with you 100% there. Because when you're doing it, like even books on tape,
yes.
which I will not do,
mm-hmm.
because you have to concentrate. And I'm the person, if I start looking at this, something on my desk, then I go back and say, what did Kate just say?
Mm-hmm.
I got to rewind this. Then I go back to what I'm doing. And I say, what did she say that time? It's like, this is just a waste of time. So therefore, you have to be in that moment.
Mm-hmm.
So on the radio, you had to pay attention and listen. And that's the only way to enjoy it.
You wanted to pay attention.
Hmm?
But you wanted to pay attention.
Okay, that's true too.
Now we have to make a different kind of an intention.
Mm-hmm.
I intend to do this. Whereas before, it was a natural thing because this was the pace of the day.
Good point. You're right. You weren't doing 20 things at one time.
Exactly.
Here, this thing is your iPhone. You're constantly talking to you're punching a button,
yep.
and you're right. At that
it's
point
like,
in time,
like
3
Disney...
o'clock, you were looking forward to sitting down, and you sat there for the hour or whatever time it went on.
It was like the Disney animations. They are so much slower and more graceful. Today, they're so fast, and the kids are quite accustomed to that speed.
Well, if you look at things also, we talk about bits and bytes, and sometimes you look at visual things and how they choose also for television, you know, how fast they'll change shots.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
And is it a smooth fade or is it just take?
Right, that's
so that's
important.
Very interesting. But also the idea about listening, if you go back to Greek theater.
You know what I'm going to do? We're going to hold that
okay.
and come back to listening
right.
because we do have to take a break, and that's
going to
be a good point, and I want to pay attention to it. You're listening to Senior Talk Radio on 88.1 FM. We'll be right back.